personnel administration, computer systems, being a front desk clerk, stuff like that. It's 4 alpha is my specific career field.
Neat.
But yeah, for the most part, it's just like, a normal job. I wake up, around 6:30, get home a little bit after 4:30. And then they have like exercises where you kind of hate your life for like a week. It's fine.
Huh.
But yeah, I live off base, which is nice. I used to live in like a little one-bedroom apartment in the States, but now I have my own house here, so that's kind of cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah. It just sucks. I mean, not knowing Japanese at all. It's kind
Do they
of,
like offer do they offer you like a chance to what am I trying to say? Like, could you take Japanese classes subsidized by your organization?
No, but I mean, so there are kind of some basic Japanese classes offered by the base, but I mean, those are sure extremely simple.
Huh.
It's probably more like survival Japanese at that kind of point.
Learn your hiragana, that kind of thing.
Not even. I'm sure it's just, kind of speaking only.
Oh, got you.
But I mean, there are off-base classes offered that are probably a lot more in-depth. I don't know. I don't have the motivation to like learn anything anymore. Kind of gave up life in that regard.
Well, shit, man. Feel better. Guess I can't really offer you any particularly helpful advice except to keep plugging.
Yeah, I guess. I have a bunch of money saved up at least.
What do you want to do with it?
Probably become a neat, I don't know.
You can go on an Akihabara spending binge.
I mean, so Akihabara is great, but there's not much that you can buy that you can't buy online, surprisingly.
Yeah, these days, and especially, I mean, Akiba itself is actually kind of a tourist trap. You're better off at like Nakano Broadway or something.
I've never been there. But yeah, Akihabara is cool. It was great. The arcades there are really good. I forgot the name of the one I went
Yes.
to.
I love the arcades. There's the Taito Arcade and the Sega Arcade.